Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
All right, hour number three, a final hour of power right here on this Tuesday afternoon. In the nation's capital and beyond, we're always live and free on the Odyssey app as well. On demand there as well. You can hear all of yesterday's Victory Monday, Playoff Motown Monday, whatever the hell we called it, a show. It was a damn good one. Doc, real quickly, before we get back to the calls, was there one play specifically that, like, when you think of what symbolized that win on Sunday night, was it the Bobby Wagner turnover? Was it the Jaden Daniels fourth down throw to Terry? Was it the Jaden Daniels escape rush, on third and two from the 19?
Yeah. Because whenever it's on him, the ball's in his hand, any dual threat situation that he's in, that's where he shows up and shows out.
Mm-hmm.
That's where he puts you in check. And then if you make the wrong move, mate.
Yeah, he puts you in a blunder, too.
And that's the thing where, and there's only a few guys in the whole league that can do that. And realizing that you have one this early in his career is frightening.
Yeah.
And it's going to get better, but the situation may not be better than it is now. You got to seize the moment.
Yeah.
It's easy to think,
there's no guarantees. You're right.
No guarantees.
Yeah.
The road's going to be far more difficult the road.
You're right.
The time is now.
You're not always going to have the football gods shining on you from a luck perspective.
Because nobody has more pressure on them in this tournament than Detroit. They're the chosen. They're the ones expected.
Yeah.
Everybody says, last year, they didn't blow it. They dropped the damn ball. I'm with the dude. He called it right. Go for it on four. The boy put the ball right on him. Catch it. They didn't. They drop it, so they lose. Otherwise, they're in the Super Bowl.
No.
So the pressure in Detroit, it's on them. And then Houdini comes in town. So let's say by some chance they've messed around and fumbled early. We get a turnover earlier. You will be able to hear a pin drop in that place. Because that's how tight the Spectres are going to be in that place.
Mm.
The pressure's on Detroit. All we got to do is go in there and be loose, but don't be sloppy.
Yeah.
Don't feed it. Because you mess around and get blown out if you turn it over early or give them reason to go nuts.
No, I hear you. All right, let's get back to the calls. Again, London Fletcher expected to join us right around 3:30 if his TV schedule there allows. Let's get to Mike in D.C. He's been on hold for a while. Mike, how are you? Thanks for waiting. What's going on?
Hey, thanks, guys. Hey, Chris, man, from your analysis, it sounds like you're not giving us a chance at all, man.
Oh, how could you say that?
No. Look, like Doc said, the way you talk about Detroit, it's like we might as well forfeit the game.
What do you want, Mike? What do you want me to say there? The number one seed, they've lost two games all year.
I understand that, but we didn't win 13 games because of our looks. I think as long as Fab is healthy, the offensive line blocks for him, we got a chance. Yeah, the defense gives up a lot of plays, a lot of yards, the secondary, but I think we got a chance.
Who said that you didn't have a chance? I mean, like, of course you got a chance. I mean, I'm picking you plus the 8.5, for God's sakes. That gives you automatically gives you a chance.
You've been high on Detroit this whole call, man. I know they good, but we good,
Mike,
too.
They're 15-2. I mean, you know, in fairness, you're 13-5.
A New Yorker.
But you've had some lady luck on your side.
That explains it, Doc.
Exactly.
You guys are so soft as cream cheese.
Give Chris a break.
You guys are so sensitive. Yeah. All the canines are so thin-skinned.
I appreciate y'all. I appreciate y'all for taking my call, man.
You got it, man. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Mike. I guess I'll just ignore the fact that the Lions have won 15 games this year. We're in the NFC Championship. Probably should have won that. As you just detailed, there was also a fumble by Jahmyr Gibbs in a big spot. When Detroit was going in for a score in the second half. Nevertheless, 15-2, Detroit, just giving you a couple of numbers for those of you interested. 409.5 yards per game. The league average for 32 teams is 337.4. I mean, that doesn't guarantee anything. But league average, they're in goal to go. They're 90%.
Yeah.
In red zone, they're 70%.
Tampa was pretty good, too. They had great numbers, too.
I know.
They had some awesome numbers. I mean, Baker Mayfield.
The great part of football and sports is this is why you play the games, right?
I mean, Baker, and don't forget their receiver. I mean, he was, they were fantastic.
So what you're saying is they got a chance.
Yeah, because Tampa's home now.
Do they have a good chance?
All we need is a chance.
I want to know from the power of positivity over here, from the leader of the canines.
We got a damn good chance.
All right. Doc
now,
says
we
gotta
got to be
damn
smart.
Chance.
We're not good enough to give them the ball back.
I agree.
We can't go in there and act ignorant.
I agree. You cannot have, they had two turnovers on downs. One of them should have been a holding or a defensive pass interference penalty. Mm-hmm. Your boy Lionel was yelling at me last night that wasn't a bad call against Zach Ertz. I'm going to get after it with him tomorrow.
Like, who is he talking about?
Your boy, your friend, your pal. The guy you sicked on us on Wednesday and Thursday.
The big guy.
Well, let's get back to it on the phones. Peter is in Wilmington next up. What up, Pete? How are you?
I'm doing great. Hey, Doc, everybody's calling about the 1986 team. How about January 8th, 1983? The Detroit Lions come to D.C. at RFK, 1 o'clock game, and John Riggins runs for 159 yards. There was 24-0 at the half. Mm-hmm. That's the team I'm talking about. That's my team. I got video of that. I was at that game. But anyway, I just want to bring that back. People talking about 86. How about 83?
Yeah, the Lions deserve everything that's been mentioned. Chris is not wrong. This is a juggernaut.
No, they're right.
They got the number one seed for a reason. They earned it. But they still have to play the game. And believe me, I guarantee you they were pulling for Tampa. Like everybody in Detroit is probably pulling for Tampa. And so, but it didn't work out that way. Now you got to deal with that dude. And so now the question is, are we going to go in there and be nice guys and help them with the cause, or go in there and be dogs and go after it? And that's the beauty about the game. We got a chance. We had no chance last year this time. Now we got a chance.
Yeah.
Look out.
Yeah.
And they have a good chance.
We got a damn good chance.
A damn good chance.
Hey, damn good chance. Right. We got better chance than the Cowboys.
That's true.
Yeah. Dan Campbell was – I listened to Detroit radio this morning. Dan Campbell had a little interview, and he knows how good Jaden is. He's not – just like Doc said, this is a smart man.
Oh, he's a brainiac.
He may come off as whoever.
Yeah, he's
very
brainiac.
Smart. He knows everything about Jaden. He had him down to a T about how he is and what he does. And it's a very difficult team to defend, he said.
Yeah.
We're going to have our hands full.
High IQ position. He
absolutely.
He just plays dumb. But Campbell, and what they've done, and their offensive line is, that's where we want to be. It's where they are. Now, we only have to be there for 3 hours. But we want to be there for a season. Their O-line, I mean, that's what you want.
Yeah, I know we're not allowed to to praise the opponent around here. Otherwise you get labeled as a negative Nancy.
No, You're terrible not a negative person. Man. You're not a negative man. You're just not.
Oh, I'm sorry. Negative Betty, I was just called. I was just called by Jackie on Twitter.
Well, but Jackie, you got to understand, she's a purist. And she's pure canine.
You could be pure canine and actually like use common sense and say Detroit's really good.
And the fact that you have had the tendency to kind of lean towards some of our perennial rivals.
Mm-hmm.
So that giant thing kind of rubs people a different way. But they love you.
Yeah.
So they understand your family.
Yeah.
And you can't be blamed where you were raised. Right. That's not your fault.
Right.
You had nothing to do with that.
Right. All I can do is do an honest job and tell you what I think.
Chris.
Exactly.
Yes, Pete.
Chris.
Yes.
Chris, you're a great man. You're great on the radio. And I get you where you're coming from. You're just speaking from where you feel.
You always you know got football. My back, Peter. You'll always have a radio home here.
Always.
I appreciate you.
Always.
I appreciate you.
One more thing. We now know how to win. That's the biggest advantage we have. We have a man that can win, and we all got great players on this team. Totally underestimated. We got a chance, a good chance.
All right, there you go. Pete,
later.
Appreciate you as always. Yeah, Jackie's coming after me at JL Lightning on Twitter or X. Says the canine. Also, Chris, the canines are important. Did I say the canines are unimportant?
Yeah, you did, but that's okay.
Did I really? Did I say that out loud?
Look, we have a soft spot.
I may have just done that to get under the skin of some people.
In our heart for New Yorkers.
Uh-huh.
We understand.
Yeah. I like the canines. You know why? Because I like you, Doc.
Well,
you represent the very best.
We just want to win, Chris.
Yeah.
We don't make it personal.
Yeah. And by the way, I never claimed that Detroit's undefeated. Now, some clueless dope over here. Why do people can't even spell out people? That's how lazy he is. Still even listen to Chris Russell. Need Doc and Linnell to find someone else to rock W. What does rock W mean? Rock with? I guess that's rock with, right? Is that what the kids say? I mean, he can't even spell anything out.
Who is this guy?
A.R.P. Rees, whatever that is.
A.R.P. That's what your big friend keeps calling. Yeah.
Well, he calls it A.A.R.P.
Oh, A.A.R.P.,
yeah.
Okay.
So he's mad that people would have the audacity to listen to me. Somebody who has more football knowledge in my thumbnail than A.R.P. Prez, Rees, whatever, has in his entire freaking body. And you could, like, bury the bones out in the backyard and come up with another body, and I would have more football knowledge in my thumb than that dude. Please, give me a break. Let's go to, here he is. Here
seven,
he
five,
is.
Seven?
I took a gratuitous cheap shot at him on the Johnny D Show this morning in Norfolk. What up, Paulie? How are you?
Hell to the W, man. It's Norfolk. Not Norfolk. It's
whatever.
Norfolk, man. Get it right. Man.
Whatever.
Hell to you know whatever. Hell to the W, man.
Yes, sir. Now,
let me start off with this one. Let me start off with this, Chris. If Doc is King Joffe, that must make you Maurice, the character played by Louis Anderson, the guy on the fries, right?
At McDowell's?
Make me some French fries.
At McDowell's? Yeah,
some
man.
French fries. Shut up. Yeah, make me some French fries and shut up. I ain't trying to hear that.
Uh-huh.
Second of all, man, you are a hater. Don't come up here talking about no, we're Detroit, the best team in the NFC, 15-2. Blah, 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 blah. You said the same thing about Tennessee. We was going to lose to them. Matter of fact, we were on a six-game winning streak. I guarantee you picked us to lose five of those games. So you're just a hater, period. That's all it is to it, all right? So don't come up here talking about what you know. And another thing, man, don't stop trying to play on the middle of the fence. Well, I'm picking them to cover the 8.5. Are you really putting money on these games?
Yes.
No.
So yes.
You're not.
Yes, I
no,
am.
You don't know what I do
in my personal life.
Not,
I'm on FanDuel all the time.
You said you wasn't before. Yeah, okay, I ain't talking about your little $2.50.
Okay.
You ain't putting no money on the game for real.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm not like
money on the game
I'm not like you big sharks that are putting $100 a game on. God bless you.
You only say that so when you come in here wrong on Mondays after we got a victory, you were going, oh, I was partially right. No, you're always wrong, bro.
Truth.
Five
truth.
Out of you last six,
I was
you
partially
last six
right.
Games.
I admitted where I was wrong,
no,
and I admitted
no,
where
no,
I was right.
No,
well, that's a Sheehan
no,
staple.
No,
where
wrong,
I was right.
Bro. Five out of these last. The only game you picked up to win was that Dallas game.
Oh, yeah, right. Like, I didn't pick them to win the Philadelphia game. See, this is how ignorant you are, Paulie. I didn't pick them to win the Philadelphia game, right? I screamed for a week and a half. I was the only one picking up to win in Philadelphia. And they won.
Whatever. Hey, look, man, Joe Witt, man, hell of a defensive coordinator. I don't care what none of y'all saying, man, because we don't have Marcus Lattimore for what, 9 quarters? Our best defensive back has been a rookie who basically was playing out of position since the third, fourth game of the season, man. You know what I mean? Our defensive ends were rotational players on other teams, man. All right? Our best player on defense is a 45-year-old middle linebacker who should have been in the Hall of Fame. You know what I mean? So this dude has put together a scheme that knows his limitations and knows, okay, we're going to give up some things, but we get a couple stops here and there and get the ball back to the offense in five, then we'll have a chance. So imagine that dude with a little bit more talent on that side of the ball, on our team or any team. So I can see how he is being respected around the league and by GMs and ownerships and possibly getting a job. All right. Now, and I'm going to say this also about the team. We're not perceived to have, you know, maximum talent or high talent on this roster. And you don't think the players know this, and the players hear that too. So, and they know what they could do with their own talents. They believe in themselves, and they believe in each other. And once you got a guy like Five that makes you believe in him, the whole team is galvanized together. And that's what I'm seeing with this team, man. Look, I come from the championship era, the Doc era. I'm a championship fan. And I'm going to tell you, a lot of early on, when we was doing that winning early on, it was the same type of feeling. They didn't respect us. The teams around the league, the fans, they didn't respect our players. You know what? It got us to 4 Super Bowls in 10 years. And that's part of the reason why it's hard for us to get these people in the Hall of Fame, because we wasn't really respected then. You know what I mean? But you know what? We got the hardware to show for it. And that's all I'm worried about. As long as we can get that hardware this year, next year, or how many more years to come, I'm good with it, man. So I'm going to leave it off like that. Damn right we got a chance this Sunday, man. We got a hell of a chance. Shock the world, because we believe it. Y'all might not believe it. Rooster, you might not believe it, but we believe it, man. Hail to the W.
Thanks, Paulie. Is he done yet?
Yeah.
Okay. Just wanted to make sure. 318, Team 980. More of your calls coming up. Again, London Fletcher expected to join us. Hopefully that will work out. If not, we'll figure out a backup plan for later on this week right here on the Team 980 in the Odyssey app. Oh, we got LeBronny James in studio over here. Anthony
Haney.
What's his last name?
Haney.
Huh? Who?
And he's growing, he's doing a French braid. He's growing his hair out.
Yeah. I mean, he literally looks like he's coming off the bench for J.J. Redick tonight, who needs all the help he can get.
I think J.J. regrets making that move to purple and gold land.
Not because, unfortunately he lost his house, right? I think it was a rental house. His bank account does not regret it, I tell you that much.
No, you get the money, but the lifestyle of being a broadcaster, flying first class, to going now babysitting millionaires.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's got to be very difficult to coach people that have financial security.
Yeah. I mean,
that's why I like DQ. It's an art.
You know, here I am struggling to get to Detroit. I don't know how I'm going to, if I can go, if I, you know, like I'm waiting on word, whatever. There's a lot of things.
You just don't
there's a lot of balls in the air, right? Okay. People want to put me in a dunk tank, you know, put me on display. People want to embarrass me and have a good time.
Wait a minute. The dunk tank?
Yeah.
Can you make it two people?
All I want is somebody to offer me a private plane so that I could do my job. That's it. That's all I want. That's all I'm asking for. Whether it's Josh Harris, Magic Johnson, Mitch Rales, Mark Ein.
Well, I'll put in on the dunk tank thing if your big friend is in on that, just to have him on the thing. I'd pay for that.
All I want is a private plane ride so I could cover the team so that the most knowledgeable football acumen-filled human being alive on planet Earth
beep, beep.
Can be there in person.
Do you know how many people would be honored?
Do you know how many canines would be pissed?
See, you just messing with Jack. You could roll with them. They would see, but you pissed them off now.
I know, because they come after me, too. Because
they're driving.
Yeah. They, too.
We're at every game, so you could have.
I mean, if they want to take me, I'd be nice to them.
Have you contacted Tailgate Ted?
I have
Warrior?
Not, no. I don't know if Ted's. I don't know if the same amount of fans that went to Tampa were going to Detroit, because all of those people were going to Tampa for two reasons. One, because it's warmer there.
Yeah.
Two, because they didn't know, much like me, if the Commanders were going to win and be one and done.
Can you get a ticket in Detroit?
They didn't have the full confidence. Well, I mean, that's another thing.
I mean, it got to be to the capacity.
Yeah. That's another thing.
Mm-hmm.
Much harder to get a ticket in Detroit and slightly less tropical. I mean, I might be able to drive on Saturday. You know what that sounds like? A giant fart fest.
Yeah. Oh, man, that's good.
I mean, it probably would be. I could drive on Saturday, but, you know, I don't know if I could make it there in time. All right, we got a bunch of calls we got to try and get through. London Fletcher expected to give us a call, but if not, we'll just continue along. Let's go to Telly. What up, Telly? How are you?
Hell to the Redskins. Chris Hustle, DOC, what's poppin'?
What's up? What's shaking? You.
Hey, man. Hey, look, I JD5, he has his cape on. Shout out to him. Shout out to the squad. And I'm with Paulie. Shout out to the DC, man. He's doing a wonderful job.
Joe Witt,
yeah. Job. And, yeah, and they continue to get better. Although they haven't had their best games, I have seen better, especially during the times when they was blowing teams out. But like I said, man, I want growth. I'm not one of these fans out here that's just satisfied and say, oh well, we made it this far and I'm good with the season now. Now we in it. So I want to tear Detroit up. You was mentioning earlier, Hustle, about, you know, team don't got to make them docile or what. No, yeah, I want to crush them. I want to make them docile. I want them to beat Detroit so bad. But when they go into that next game against whoever, they're going to know something. And the confidence is going to be breeding. I need the team to continue to grow. And it's just like if your child was coming home bringing home a bunch of bees, you going, give them a little talk or some influence to bring on them A's. And I see more in this team, and I can see us blowing squads out. That's why I continue to preach all day, a day. Help Jaden out, get that running game together. And we unstoppable. Hell to the Redskins.
All right, Tell. Thank you. Appreciate it. Let's go to where are we going next here? Who's been on hold? Alan in, where is that? Smithenburg? Where's Smithenburg? Alan?
Hey, Chris. Hey, Doc. Oh. It's Smithsburg, Maryland.
Oh, okay.
All right, my man.
There you go.
Hey, longtime fan. First time caller of the show. Doc, we go way back. Like, I met you like 42 years ago back at RFK, back when you could get to the players' parking lot.
And, wow.
And then
lot four?
Drinking brews in the parking lot. And as a kid, not even be able to see the can because people's guys' hands are so huge, especially Joe Jacoby, man.
Oh, man.
Those were the days. But anyway, man, I like to listen to another caller touched on this. I like to listen to go behind the scenes and listen to Detroit radio as well. And, man, they're already wrapping this up as an L. Talking about resting Gibbs and Montgomery, like just splitting the reps so they can. Back then, it was Monday, so they didn't know who they were playing. So they were basically writing us in as a bye, man. Oh, they should probably rest Gibbs. And, Jaden's a rookie. He's not Lamar. You know, he's not Josh. There's a reason why there's an 8.5-point favorite game and open at that. Well, open at 7.5. But anyway. I think Dan Quinn should get somebody from the organization, take some sound clips, and play them on the plane ride over there and inspire these boys to run through walls, because I know it pissed me off. This is the show. I had to turn it off, man. I mean, they won. I get it. They're not that juggernaut. I mean, they won four games by less than a field goal or less, and Tampa beat them week two after they beat us. So that's all I wanted to say. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you. I appreciate you. London said he may be able to do it around 3:45. So we'll leave open that window before the end of the show. So we'll be able to take a few more calls. We got to knock out one more trending alert. So why don't we do that right now, and then we'll get back more of your calls, go speed round, and then hopefully we'll be able to squeeze in London before the end of the show on the Team 98. As he said, here is what's trending. Mike Tomlin is addressing rumors that he might be leaving the Pittsburgh Steelers. He says, as far as teams eyeing a trade for him, save your time. Don't worry about it. He's saying in Pittsburgh, after a fifth consecutive one-and-done trip to the playoffs, of course, plenty of rumors, plenty of speculation. As far as Mike McCarthy, McCarthy let go from the Cowboys with his contract expired, but it became official yesterday. He's going to interview with the Bears tomorrow. Also, the New Orleans Saints showing some interest. As we mentioned earlier in the show, Joe Witt Jr. getting some interest from the New York Jets. Also, on the field, the Houston Texans, who are in the divisional round, have waived Deontay Johnson, who bounced around from Carolina to Baltimore to Houston this year, just a couple of weeks after signing him. And sad news, we told you about this about a week and a half ago. Brian Mattis, the former Baltimore Oriole pitcher, according to the Baltimore Banner and through a Phoenix police report, apparently died of a drug overdose at the age of 37. And that's what's trending. All right, we got a bunch of calls we got to get through. We ask you, everybody, to keep it as fast as we can so we can try and get as many in as we can. Again, we're going to try and get to London Fletcher right around 3:45 if he can make it, but we're trying to work, give him, obviously, room to do his commitments. So let's get to, let me see here. I think Uptown Mo has been on hold the longest. What up, Mo?
Hey, what's up, y'all?
Hello. Hey, Mo. How are you, what Mo?
Up? I'm gonna make it quick. First of all, Doc, Great acting in the Paisano's commercial. You were wonderful, you and Santana.
Secondly, to mention that. That was a great spot that I saw over the weekend.
Matt, you
should. It was tremendous. I mean, Doc, can you get us some Paisanos?
Oh, I immediately texted Doc with, hey, get us some Paisanos.
No, but the Rooster, you know, for him, it's odd for him not to be the center of attention.
It was a Denzelian performance.
Denzelian performance.
From one actor to another. you must be SAG.
Secondly, Daniel did walk out of the Lions then, so that's probably the thing that they're going to go with this week. But my undercover, like my real who I'm going to keep my eye on. So the last 4 weeks, De'Ami Brown has been stepping up and making big plays,
yes,
big plays.
Big time the
last time we played Detroit, St. Brown said that he keeps a list of all the wide receivers that was drafted above him and made it the point to tell De'Ami Brown how terrible he was. I don't know if y'all remember that.
Mm-hmm.
So if I was De'Ami Brown, I would try to kill Detroit. And yes, Chris, yes, Detroit is a good team. I never disrespect them. But we have a chance because Jaden Daniels is not Michael Vick or he's not Lamar. His idol was Donovan McNabb, and if you watch his game, that's what it closely reminds me of, that 4 or 5 year period when McNabb had NFC East on lock. He runs to break your back. So that's my comments.
Appreciate you. Thank you very much. Let's get to our guy Sanchez here because it looks like we're going to have London Fletcher in a minute. What up, Sanchez? How are you?
Hey, One Cut Doc, I just saw that commercial. I love it. That was good. I watched it on hold here. I'm going to keep this simple, y'all. We got to beat these bums. We got to beat them. I'm calling Detroit bums because the city and those broke cars they always make. That's why these EVs are blowing up. They're Ford cars. No hate to them. But Brian Billick said it the best. When you go into the lion's den, you don't tippy-toe in there. You carry a spear. You yell like a banshee. And you say, where is the SOB? Because if you don't go in there like that, you're going to wind up losing. Y'all, it was beautiful. I changed my wife into a burgundy and gold fan. We hope. There's pictures. There's evidence out there.
Whoa. She dumped the Cowboys?
Wow.
Y'all. Yes.
She dumped Dallas.
Look,
she knows where her bread is buttered, baby.
She knows. She knows, Brewster. She knows, right? I'm playing the villain in my own superhero movie, like you play the villain in DC Sports. That's why we love you. But, hey, we got to go out here and get to that. I got Detroit family. These people need to shut up. And all you need to do in there is Ben Johnson didn't want y'all. Ben Johnson didn't want us. So you got to remember, he didn't think y'all were good enough to coach. That's what they need to be telling them in that locker room. Show them why he was wrong.
There you go.
Remember, 2009, Dan Miller had the best call after that, but y'all need to remember, we killed their streak, and it's time to redo it up there at Broke Ford Field.
Thank you, Sanchez. Appreciate you. Good job converting her. Joining us now, one of the greatest linebackers, of course, in this franchise's history, and in the NFL, number 59. Of course, you hear him on the radio broadcast. You see him throughout the week on Commanders Television. Nice enough to give us a few minutes. It is London Fletcher. London, it's Doc and Chris here. Thanks so much for making time for us. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing great, man. Appreciate you guys having me.
Absolutely. We appreciate you. Has the right hook that you threw about, I don't know, 13, 14 times, and then kicking the door in the right foot, has the inflammation calmed down a little bit, London?
Actually, my right shoulder is a little sore. The only thing I wish I'd have thrown 19 punches as a kind of symbol of the 19 years since we had won our previous playoff game. But when I saw, I was like, damn, why the hell I throw so many punches? But I guess I'm – hey, Doc, I'm from the old school. I want to make sure my man is finished.
Well, it's game day, and you have always had an out-of-body experience on game day. So let's face it. Game day, dude is spooked. And I know – I can't imagine – I was trying to live vicariously through Tank Johnson in that booth with you watching our middle linebacker play like he was 28. And I know you know what was going on. Translate that for us.
Man, it was just the growth. When you looked at Jaden from week one and then you looked at him on Sunday night, it's night and day. He was carving up the Bucs defense so bad that they had to stop blitzing. The Bucs going into that game, they blitzed the second most in the National Football League, second only to the Minnesota Vikings. And even like on third and fourth down, they ramped it up even more. On that third and sixth play that he had Deami for 21 yards, normally the Bucs would have been dialing up the blitz. They would have brought it home.
Dropping two guys out, right?
They only rushed three guys. Yeah. And they had two guys waiting the spot, so he forced them to change up their defense so much that they didn't even want to blitz him because he was just dicing them up. I like the aggressive play calling by Cliff Kingsbury, the first, third, and four. Hey, we're not going to sit back and just try to dink and dunk and throw short passes. We're going up top, going over your head. And they hit Terry with the deep ball early in the game. But the quarterback, man, he's so special. Some of the throws that he makes, it's like he's out on the practice field with just in the 707 and there's nobody rushing him. But regardless of all the chaos that's going on around him, he's just so poised. It's just unbelievable what he's been able to do.
London Fletcher, nice enough to join us for a few minutes here on a Tuesday with the DOC and me as we get you ready for Commanders Lions. He'll be on the radio call, and obviously make sure you follow him on X at LFletcher59 for the latest. We'll stay on Jaden for a sec, then we'll get back to the defense. That third and two from the 19, London, I said yesterday, man, if he, you know, he's 7 yards back of the line of scrimmage when Kalijah Kancey, whatever the hell his name is, grabs his, you know, shirt or his undershirt or his towel. I guess it was his towel, right? If he gets dumped 6-7 yards behind the line of scrimmage, instead of making it around that, towards the sideline, cutting up and still gaining 4 yards, I know they took a -4 yard loss on the kneel down, fine. Right. But if he doesn't get that window closed, I don't know if that Zane Gonzalez kick goes off the right side of the upright.
No, man. You talk about the special play, and to even add to that, Kalijah Kanti, he's one of the best young defensive players in the National Football League. It wasn't like a jag that he was.
Oh yeah,
he was breaking the tackle. That guy's a dude, man. So for him to be able to do that to the ball handling, man, the sleight of hands, you know, then the ability to get past and elude that tackle of Kanti. I mean, just a tremendous play by him, and him knowing where he had to get to the yard to game, diving, keeping the clock going, and you know, set us up for the game when the field goal.
You've been through, and I go hell and back. Anybody that's experienced Dick Vermeil and they're over 15 years old, I said to anybody, and you survive it. Then you get Joe Gibbs. I mean, there's certain legendary figures when you can put that notch on your resume. I look at this, when you look at what DQ and this group is doing, I sense similarities in that. Like, I feel akin to this group, and I think that feeling is real.
Yeah, and what those guys did, those head coaches, we think about this, Doc, there were great connectivity between those teams, mm-hmm. and it was built during training camp, built in the offseason. You guys, I hear you talking all the time about the 5 o'clock group? Yeah, 5 o'clock club. Where after practice, y'all didn't go home. Everybody didn't jump in their cars and head their separate ways. You guys were hanging out. These guys are so connected that they're hanging out with each other. They've built each other, built that trust and that brotherhood that they talk about. They did it in the offseason and off the field. So when it comes to those, you know, whether wintertime moments or when they're in these nip and tuck games, the reason they're able to win these games is because they have so much trust in one another. They have so much chemistry. They have so much confidence and belief in one another that it manifests itself on game day. And it's a credit to Dan Quinn and the way he's put together this team.
London, when you guys won a Super Bowl way back in St. Louis, right? Doc was mentioning, Dick Vermeil, and you were a younger guy in your career at that point. Was there that brotherhood, like the way they talk about it here? And was that just because you guys were winning and so good? Or does that really have to be built? And is the meteoric rise of that chemistry, if you will, kind of abnormal here in year one for a team with so much change?
It has to be built. And it was built through an offseason. Coach would always have different groups over at his house for dinner. We would, even through the course of the season, like the championship winning Super Bowl is, right, that's the apple on the icing on the cake and what you all strive for. But it's that process, that journey that you go through where we would always get together on Thursdays, and it was open to everybody within the organization, coaches, players. We would go to they had a little spot for us to eat together away from the facility on Thursdays, and guys would go there. Some guys might hang out for 30 minutes. Some guys might hang out for 3 hours. And this is, you know, that we're going through that during that 99 run. And we're getting to know each other. You're getting to know each other off the field. You get to know about each other's family. So that chemistry that we had, it was built. It was built during the course of that.
And it sounds so corny when he's saying it. And I'm sitting here thinking about strength and conditioning coach. You know, Dan Riley having hot dogs on Fridays.
Hello?
Yeah. We got okay, you. Yeah, sorry. Oh, okay. Yeah, we lost you for a minute. Yeah. But
I was just jumping in telling about D-Boy Friday hot dogs. You know, little things like that. You know, and Tony McGee would host. Things that people don't realize, even if you have money, it doesn't matter. Even the rich guy don't want to be at a steak dinner alone.
Yeah.
He'd rather go have burgers with his boys.
Yeah. You know, well, that's why the units, right? I mean, London, I can't remember when I was covering you, on a daily basis, I guess. Did you and the linebackers, like, get together? Like, the offensive line usually would go out to dinner on Thursday nights. Did you guys do individual unit stuff, or were you just more like, hey, with a bunch of teammates, but it didn't necessarily matter?
We would do with the teammates, with like the group, like do the linebackers. Sometimes you not just the linebackers. I'm sorry, defense. Right. Or in times you would have even offensive guys that would come together, and then you'd have your rookie dinners, obviously. And then at the end of the year, we waited until the end of the year to have our kind of our linebacker deal.
Gotcha.
Let those guys
just build up their funds a little bit more.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
You gotta have that type of stuff.
Those are some expensive dinners. I've seen the tabs on some of those. Not cheap. Not going to fast food, I tell you that much. I think Doc started to ask you about this earlier. Bobby Wagner, obviously, has been such a key instrumental guy for this defense. I thought he played his ass off on Sunday night. Before the turnover, on that first series, my goodness, he was just kicking ass. He was just knocking people over. How do you, I mean, you were a guy who was so productive later in your career. How do you explain how good Bobby Wagner has been in his career and how good he's been this year?
Yeah, it's about the way he prepares, the way he trains in the offseason, his preparation during the week and, you know, going in the game. And I thought for Bobby, he probably knew, hey, I got to be the tone setter for the defense. Mm-hmm. You talked about knocking people down. I think the Bucks first run play.
Yep.
He smacked Bucky Irvin right at the line of scrimmage.
Yeah.
And then he ran him over on a blitz.
On the blitz, right, exactly.
Yeah, a couple plays later. So he set a tone, physical tone in the defense, the way they played the run in that first half, and that was key to them winning. But you also, when I saw them sign Bobby, immediately I was loving him as, you know, from a leadership standpoint, obviously championship pedigree, but also he was still playing at a high level. Mm-hmm. That's what, you know, people didn't necessarily make as big of a deal about, but he was still playing at a high level. Heck, when we played him out in Seattle last year, he was all over the football field against us last year. So, you know, Bobby, he takes great care of himself. He does a great job with his routine throughout the week, and he can continue to play at a high level for a few more years.
You know, I consider you an expert on running backs because you had to study them, to deal with them, to stop them. What is going on with our running game here of late, and how do we fix it?
It's a combination of things, and when you look at, I actually studied, it was going into, I don't know, maybe it was the Dallas game or even going into the Atlanta game, where it's like, okay, why are we struggling so much? And it was, you know, health of the offensive line at one point, not winning enough at the point of attack was issues, not identifying, IDing the right guys, especially on some of the counter runs or the combination blocks where you're working up to the linebackers, some mental errors. And then also some of the running backs maybe not being as patient and missing some holes and things like that. So it wasn't just one area or one person. It was a combination of a lot of different things. And, you know, sometimes anytime you're not having success, you can lose some confidence as well. And, you know, you're not maybe hitting it as violently as you would and when you were having great success early in the year. And so it's just a matter of, you know, guys just getting their confidence back and getting a nice run to happen. And you run somebody over, whether it's B-Rob, you know, or Chris Rodriguez, or, you know, one of those guys just making that big play. And you start to feel really good about it, about the way you're doing things. And, you know, the coaches also feel confident about calling more run plays for you.
Fletch, one last thing for you, and then we'll let you go. We appreciate you making some time for us. Jahmyr Gibbs, people think I'm negative because I'm worried about him. I just see him out in the flat and on swings and wheel routes, and I have nightmares about that. How do you go about at least slowing him down?
He's a dynamic playmaker. He was one of the few top 10 draft picks. I believe he was a top 10 draft pick.
11 or 12 overall. Yeah,
somewhere around there. Yeah. So as a running back, you know, they don't draft you that high.
Yeah, you're right.
Have some special qualities, special skill sets, and he's explosive. When I look at this Lions offense, I think, you know, you started first and foremost with stopping him, and they're going to get him the ball, obviously, and run the football, but also in the passing game. And they'll have a bunch of different guys covering him and you know, different things to try to stop him, either whether it's run blitzes or maybe some situation you'll have a safety covering him, an obvious passing situations, things like that. But it's going to be an all-day affair, and you know, when you get him, you're going to have to tackle well because he's a guy that's elusive in space. And I feel like this, you got to have a lot of guys around him. And when you get your opportunities – you know, try to get several hits on him, and hopefully those hits will impact him. So when it comes fourth quarter time, he's not feeling as fresh and and as good as he was entering that game.
He'll be on the radio call Saturday night, rather, in Detroit for the Lions and the Commanders, one of the 90 greatest Commanders slash Redskins in the Ring of Fame, Super Bowl champion, two-time All-Pro, four-time Pro Bowler, the great London Fletcher. Nice enough to join us. Fletch, you know we're thinking about you and your fam and everything that you've been through. I'm thankful that you made some time for us, and great to catch up with you a little bit.
Thanks, Cap.
I appreciate
Kick
you
Graham
guys.
Kick Graham in the right. side right, and Tank Johnson for us. Right.
There you go. That's London. That's London Fletcher. Nice enough to give us a shout when he was so busy recording stuff and getting
good
ready
dude,
for the week. Check him out throughout the week on Commanders television shows as well. Quick timeout, and then we'll wrap it up with Dumb Dumb of the Day.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, coming up, Craig Hoffman. He'll take you on this Tuesday afternoon. You know what time it is.
It's time for Dumb Dumb of the Day.
Maddie reminds me that song that we bounced back from was called, can I say it? I can say that, right? Detachable Penis, which makes all the sense in the world for Dumb Dumb of the Day. So Maddie found this on College Sports Only, which is a legitimate website. And apparently, one of their followers, listeners, whatever, wrote an email after making a preposterous bet earlier in the year that if Notre Dame won the national championship, he would have a professional surgery that would remove his merchandise, if that makes sense. Yes.
What?
So he addressed it. He said, I made, you know, this bet that I would chop off, as he calls it, his humongous ding-dong. If Notre Dame won the college football playoffs.
That's amazing!
goes into all this analysis, and it's kind of, you know, it's kind of loosely worded. I can't say all the things he said, but the bottom line is he says, I just want to make it very clear that if Notre Dame wins the national championship, I will firmly stick to my word and receive a professional surgery that will safely remove my merchandise. Sure. Although, you know, he uses the P word. He said, the timeline for this, Doc, will have to be flexible as I have a wife who would like to have at least two children. In the event that I have to follow through with my bet, Notre Dame's playing, Ohio State in the national championship Monday night. So if Notre Dame wins, she's agreed to accelerate our family planning so that I can get the surgery as soon as possible.
This is real.
He says, in the meantime, I can't believe I'm saying this, but go Buckeyes. Sorry, man. I've made some stupid bets in my life, like everybody kind of knows. That's pretty dumb.
Congratulations. You're Chris's Dumb Dumb of the Day.
We go from London Fletcher to that somehow. Thanks to the captain, London Fletcher. I'm hoping for Ohio State just for that guy. I wouldn't want to wish that on anybody. Thanks to London Fletcher for joining us. Thanks to all you canines who joined us. Thanks to all you...
Be careful.
Good people out there that called us, listened, and were a part of the show. Doc, thanks to you
as
well.
Thank you, brother.
Maddie, great job as always. See you tomorrow.
Nice.
1 o'clock for Doc's favorite day of the week. A Windbag Wednesday. You know what that means.
Who's
Craig
on?
Hoffman. LaLanne?
What's his name?
LaLanne? Longfellow Tidwad. Tomorrow, 1 o'clock. See ya.